Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast.
But so that's what I did. I just, the cold emailing really worked for me.
Yeah.
And it really allowed me to sort of like get on a call with the client and then speak about it. Plus, like, I mean, it wasn't just like, you can't just go out and start cold emailing now. Like, I had a website. I had a really nice like video on the website of our work all put together, which I spent like 30 hours making.
Yep.
I have a really nice sort of email footer and like I've got a profile picture of me and I've got like my whole like business website and everything. Like, the thing is, I optimized it all to look really nice and really presentable.
Pause on that for a second, because that right there, I think, is a big factor into why people aren't getting the job. This is presentability. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing. Like, if you're turning up with a simple little email that doesn't look well constructed, it's not formatted correctly. It's the same thing as turning up to a business meeting with a massive stain on your white shirt.
Yeah.
It's not a good impression. Yeah. It's a terrible impression. And you know, I think people really might overlook that. And this kind of digital footprint, if you will, this digital identity of yours is. All these little things go into it. This email footer, which is a small thing you might overlook. This, you know, having a presentable web page, you know, even if you're not linking to it, even if it links to it only in your signature, for example, having a signature on the email is, you know, is a really important thing. And all of that is just your brand image right away. You want like the most kind of user-friendly brand as you can possibly create, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what I'd... So... My website was just in my footer. I didn't link it, but a lot of people just go to it anyway. They want to research it.
So of course.
They would go there anyway and they'll see this nice website and they'll see this nice sort of, you know, the work that we have and everything, and it would present itself. So the thing is with what I did, I just made sure that I was in the right, you know, the right line, the right sort of image that the client would want to see, that someone that they'd want to work with. And see, you got to make sure, like, you're just little things, like email them from an email which is not Gmail. Like, email them from like, for instance, mine is Oscar@ and then my company's website. Yeah. So you need to make it look more presentable, because if it's just a Gmail, it doesn't come across as like very professional. So
that's a huge make sure tip. That's a massive tip for the people out there.
Have a business email.
A business email. Of course.
Yeah.
Instantly. Instantly it changes the relationship between them and that email account. They instantly don't think they're emailing a regular person, if you will, which of course it is. Everyone's a regular person, but it's not. It's a much more professional way to approach them, for sure.
Yeah. Like, have an email. Have a website with your work on it, you know, which is professional. Have testimonials from your clients. I mean, that's something I don't even have. It would help if you had that. And have just make sure that it's just like optimization. Like, it's funny because optimization, it doesn't directly like suddenly just change everything, but it helps
over the long
minimize
term. It does.
That sort of
over
the long term.
Over
it,
long
it just
term,
minimizes.
It does, for sure.
All the things that
friction.
Come into place. So.
It's friction. All that other stuff is friction. You know what I mean? If Ozzy isn't even linking to the website in his kind of cover email, but the fact there's a signature down there creates no friction for them to kind of find out more about you.
Exactly.
Little things like that. Just all the things you can think of to remove the friction between you and the person you're trying to communicate with.
Yeah, what is that? Did you just ask me that?
No. I was more of a statement.
Okay, because it just cut out. It cut out. I thought it was like, tell us all the ways that you can remove the friction. Like,
My bad.
That's basically what worked for me. It's just
definitely
cold emailing.
I love it, man. All right, thank you guys for finishing another episode of the Make Money Making Videos podcast. By all means, give me some feedback over on the YouTube comment page telling me if you're actually transitioning to listening to the podcast, the audio version, more than the visual version. Obviously, you could do more. You could actually be working and listening to this. You could be walking the dog listening to this. You could be doing any number of things listening to this. It's much more time efficient. Tell me if this is working out for you. Thank you for watching.